Wall Street is anxious. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Stocks tumbling as inflation rises, raising concern about how aggressive the Fed might get to rein it in.
We have a better idea how much more we were paying for things last month. The Consumer Price Index rose 0.6% in January. For the year ending in January, the increase is 7.5%. Both numbers are stronger than economists were predicting. Strong consumer demand at the same time as pandemic-related supply issues have been pushing prices higher, and inflation has been rising at the highest level since the early 80s.
Fox's Jenny Cosola. Stocks rebounding a bit during the session, but the Dow down 526 points at the close. President Biden says he'll keep working on gas prices and supply chain issues.
But the fact is that if we are able to do the things I'm talking about here, it'll bring down the cost for average families.
Visiting Virginia with proposals to lower prescription drug costs, part of his stalled Build Back Better plan. Republicans say his policies help fuel inflation. On its way to the president's desk, a bill born of the Me Too movement to change the way sexual misconduct claims are handled.
And the idea that you're going to sign away your day in court when you're abused in the workplace, those days are over.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham joining New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand to draft the bill, which ends forced arbitration so employers can no longer have contracts requiring people to settle sexual assault or harassment claims out of court. It had such bipartisan support, the Senate passed it on a voice vote. Sources tell Fox News the White House vetting process for a Supreme Court nominee is well underway, and more than a dozen names are in the mix. The president meeting today with Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee. He has pledged to nominate the court's first black woman and plans to name a pick by the end of this month. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A sharp drop in abortions in Texas, where new limits are in place.
Texas providers report almost 2,200 abortions performed last September. That compares to more than 5,400 done the month prior, a decline of about 60%. It shows the effect of the law called by many the nation's most restrictive anti-abortion measure, banning the procedure once a fetal heartbeat is heard about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The law also allows citizens to collect $10,000 if they successfully sue someone who performs or aids in getting an abortion after 6 weeks. The U.S. Supreme Court plans to rule this term on a Mississippi challenge that could perhaps overturn Roe versus Wade. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The drop in Texas doesn't necessarily mean all of those abortions didn't happen. There's been a backlog of appointments in neighboring states and farther away as Texas patients travel hundreds of miles to other clinics. A famous gets an equally famous new owner. It's like this and like that
and like this, Santa. Snoop Dogg is now the owner of one of the most famous rap record labels of all time, Death Row Records. The rapper and entrepreneur who rose to fame on Death Row Records in the 1990s, now acquiring the label from MNRK Music Group, which is controlled by the investment firm Blackstone. Originally founded in 1992 by Suge Knight and Dr. Dre, among others, Death Row Records became one of the most important and at times controversial record labels for rap music, with a roster that included Snoop Dogg and Tupac Shakur. Snoop will also be releasing his own album on Friday called B.O.D.R., as well as performing at this Sunday's Super Bowl halftime show.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman recapping the inflation-driven sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow down 526 points. The S&P also down more than 1%. The NASDAQ more than 2%. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.